One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I went back to the youth team players because they wasn't playing. And I said, yeah, man, it's incredible.
Wait, hold on. Because we have to understand the story. You lot, as podcasters, we really know what's going on. So you got nutmegged, then they sent you back to the youth team.
Do you want to hear why I went back to the youth team? Because even though I probably didn't have to, I used to go and do my chores that I was supposed to do.
So you were there by choice.
But did you come back to the main team?
You brought experience back.
I never left the youth team.
You never left me.
Oh, sorry. I said it wrong. Pause.
He said, brother, I never miss it.
So wait, so you retired as a youth player?
Man said you retired as a youth player.
I said it wrong.
Wait, guys. So you retired as a youth player? That's what you're trying to say?
I said I never left.
I said it wrong.
Yes, people, before we get into this episode, I want to welcome you to Filthy, but I want to say make sure you are subscribed.
Make sure.
Hit that notification bell as we've got some big episodes on the horizon.
What the hell was that?
That's a horizon.
Yeah, I like that. Because it was coming over the...
Yeah, horizon. Yeah.
So wait. KG, was you saying to before, yeah? That basically people are asking you to do what Michael Dapple done. And these times you're thinking to yourself, I was doing chicken wings.
I was doing songs, bro. I was doing tunes. Songs before. Chat and then them. Someone telling me to... I should have 2-foot tackled them, fam. But then I got, have we started running? Are we playing?
You're sitting down
are
right
we
now.
In the game, yeah?
Come on, fam.
I found out something early.
Got you.
I found out something early. There's a couple of things I want to talk about. Hey,
okay,
he's
all right.
5'5", yeah?
I'm 5'9".
Size 12 feet. Is that a mad thing?
What size are these feet?
12.
Size.
What?
No, 11.
And you're 5'5"?
No, I'm 5'9". But you know what I think?
I'm 5'9".
But you know what I think? I was saying before, I think I was supposed to be taller. I think because I was swimming, my body was preparing to be taller and I stopped too early.
Oh, then wait,
so my
was feet you always grew. Swimming? You, like, why though? That's why your feet are so big.
But, you know but my feet grew first and then my rest of me was supposed
what
to-
What country you from, Caleb?
But do you know?
Do you remember?
China.
South
Chinese.
Zambia, Jamaica, China.
Hey.
That's why your foot like that.
Stop. You're a swimmer.
Yeah, man.
Don't say that confident. No black people swim.
No. I swim, bro. I swam for the junior national team.
Yeah, one country.
Hold on. What does that mean, bro?
He didn't say country. Hold on.
All right. Yeah.
He was going to say where? Morocco.
Zambia. Junior national team.
If he swims to the junior national team of Zambia, how many people reckon on that team?
One second. Do you know Eric the Ill?
Huh?
Eric the Ill?
No, yeah. I don't.
I think he's from Zambia. He's considered the worst swimmer in the history of swimming.
The Olympics.
No, he's not Zambian.
The black man that done this.
I was just about to say, you swam for Zambia.
No, but I trained for Zambia.
And you still didn't get in.
Got in.
But no, I left early.
You quit.
I left early. I moved back.
What was the facilities like?
What life are you living?
Brother, I came back.
And you're born in like 2009 and you done this already.
I came back to London and I started lifeguarding and then I started scuba diving.
So you're saying swimming stunted his growth?
I know, I don't know, but I just couldn't believe the conversation, bro. If you're 5'5", you shouldn't be size 11, bro.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
That's 12, a mad
12,
thing.
12.
It's true.
Unless you're packing.
The stats are off, bro. You know when you used to, like, on Pro Evolution, when you could do your own stats?
Yeah,
bro.
Lippy, he said that.
What
he
did
said
you just
that.
Say?
Unless he's packing, then we excuse him. Well, they would excuse him.
There's many ways to stay buoyant.
Hey.
What? Why did you have,
why'd
that
you have to do that though, bro?
Man said we there's were in many a good ways to stay buoyant.
Wait.
To stay afloat. That's why I was so good.
Hold on, before I pass on the floor right now, I just want to ask a real question for, I want to ask a real question to the table. And let's be honest, guys, yeah? Is there a player, you know, because man them don't want to get flown out in it, yeah? Mm. Is there a player, yeah, past or present, that will let you get, you allow yourself to be flued out for?
What do you mean, a player?
A player that just says, come watch my game, we're going to sort out the plane, we're going to sort out, we're going to sort out the stadium, like, come watch me play, bro.
Who flew you out? Because I know flew out Steve-O.
That's the cut.
Bro,
no,
that
no,
been,
that's a lie.
What plane was
what a lie,
that?
What a lie.
Are you going to lie now?
Colin Kazim.
Oh, Colin Kazim.
Colin Kazim flew you out.
But he's Bridging, isn't it? So.
Now that's all right, because that's a Bridging thing. That's a Bridging thing.
No, but I'm saying it's always a Bridging thing. There can't be, it's not a flued out thing.
Who
like
flew
a,
you out?
Whoa.
Michael Dapper.
Hold on. No. But I had to go do some work in it. But then Roberto Carlos. It was Roberto Carlos.
Oh my God.
So I had to go to Real Madrid and like do work. It was a brand thing. So I can't really call that a flu.
And he specifically flew you out.
He didn't fly you out though.
Yeah, nah, really.
You just met him on the trip.
I just met him and I was working with him though.
Yeah. So you tried to make it seem like you try to twang it.
I've never been flued out though. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying if a player hits you up and says, we're going to sort out your tickets comp, nah, jump man. On the PJ.
Yannick Bolasie. Now let's have it right.
He's in Brazil if right now. All right, Yannick Bolasie, 100%.
If it's your brethren or a player from the team you support, I think that's fine. Man can't just be getting flued out by John McGinn. Because it's like, where are you going? There's nowhere to go with him. You know them way there. So it's like, it has to make sense.
Guys. Sorry. Are we going to address what? This outfit of Steve-O's? Bro, you look... like, you don't even look like a school kid, bro. You look like a p***ster.
You look like a what?
Bro, he
wait, with that jacket? Brother, you're from the same, but you don't got recruited by the same thing.
Hold on.
Wait, what jacket is that? What jacket is that?
Bro, this is Marty Rose Supreme, bro. This is cold.
That is the p***star jacket.
I like it.
That's the p***star jacket. Are you wearing Tim's?
No, I'm not wearing Tim's. Look at the glasses he's wearing.
You try it. Hey. Hey, listen, youngster, listen.
Them glasses are bad, though. They're from naughty America.
Brother, you know, bro. Those are Brazzers glasses, bro.
Those are Brazzers glasses. I like how the Brazzers
bro. Dum-dum. Dum-dum.
So what are we doing then? We're allowing young kids to come into the first team.
You got to respond to that, bro.
and he got the hair transplant trim as well, fam. Like, brother, come on, let's be real, bro.
He's going mad.
But it does look transplantish. It's
I on God, this show has to go on till it's hairline mashup.
Caleb, one more. Oh, here he is.
We cooked. This episode of Filthy is brought to you by NordVPN.
That's nordvpn.com/filthyfellas.
This is the fastest, safest way to use the internet at home and abroad. Speaking of abroad.
Yes, Margs. Our boy Margs is abroad right now. And definitely he'll be using NordVPN for the boxing.
Yeah.
And to watch Man United in the Champions League.
Can I tell you something though, boys?
Man Europa. United in the what?
Europa.
Wait, hold on, boys.
Oh. Europa.
Oh. Let it flow. Let it flow, boys. I've got an important piece of information.
Go on.
Because of NordVPN, it means he ain't going to get geo-blocked.
Ooh. Do you even know what that means? Ooh. Do you
it's
know what
that
means?
It's not even going to happen. It's done. All right. It can't happen, bro.
That means you will not be tracked. Like, you won't be pinpointed.
Okay.
Cell site can't get you.
Okay.
And the benefit of that also is that you can save money on flights and hotels because your location, your virtual location is different.
I just used it. I just got back from New York. Used NordVPN. Discount on my flight.
There you go.
Cheaper, man.
I like
there we
that.
Go.
Sign up for the 2-year plan and you will get 4 months free, which means
you will get 28 months.
Instead of 24 months.
Yes. Also, you will get a 30-day money-back guarantee.
NordVPN.com/filthyfellas.
There did, what is it? It's a top 6, right? Where did you lot come? Sixth. We get to at least just walk straight in the dance. You lot are still getting checked.
No.
Wait, no, don't let him say that.
No, but I walk in this dance because of what I've done in this dance previously.
So what about us though?
You ain't done nothing and you ain't even been in this dance recent years.
I know you used to come to this rave. I can tell. The way you're dressed in that, I know you used to be in it. Yeah. But I'm in here, rude boy.
You're in a visu. You try to come back in a visu.
Let's just talk about the game because you're talking about these dances.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't even rave. Man United fans aren't really rave. There's no point. That Southampton game was a poor performance.
It was shaky.
It was shocking.
It was a shaky 3-0 win.
Shocking.
There's a lot of positives.
Shocking.
When you got Ramsdale in goal, basically playing dodgeball, this is shocking.
That's not shocking.
Bro, Ramsdale is shocking, bro. The first two goals, he could have saved them.
Yeah, but saying a 3-0 win is shocking don't make sense.
Because
that don't make sense.
They gave you the victory, my guy. They gave you the victory.
First question I want to ask you, bruv.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of positives. They're trying to show all the negatives. What do you see as the positives with the Man United win?
All I'm saying right now is De Ligt looks like he's about to game. He's about to go into it, yeah? Next to Martinez, what? There's something happening there. And if you lot tell me that Ahmad is not showing you that there's...
100%.
He's exciting. Ahmad is an exciting player.
He's the truth.
Garnacho, Steve's coming off the bench and scoring. So yes, there's still work to be done, but you can get excited about this. Saying you're looking, you want... Don't let the juggernaut get moving, bro, because you won't be able to stop us.
Hold on. What did you just describe yourself as? The juggernaut.
We're a big club, bro. If we get our... Because it's belief. Our thing is belief that's killing us. Mentality is what kills Man United. After the penalty was saved, all of a sudden, we started to find form.
It's a contagious sport. It's one of those sports. Like, if you don't take your chances, you're going to get punished. This, we know how the game works. I'm saying United, I'm impressed with how you lot won yesterday.
Yes.
Or whenever it was.
Yeah, a couple of days ago.
Same way I'm impressed with Arsenal. Because I think Arsenal look... dead as well.
We did look dead.
I like those wins. But I want you to still understand that you're actually still
Definitely.
Same with your win.
Scumbag win.
The Arsenal win is intentional. They literally set up like that to play like that, to play on the counter, to absorb pressure and to go and win the game. There's no way Manchester United set up to play against a promoted Southampton side with Ramsdale in goal the same way Arsenal was set up to play for them.
There's
no way.
Yeah, there's
so
been...
All right, cool. So straight
wrong.
Away...
You're giving us too much credit.
One second. Straight away, it's not the same thing. So
they've
don't tell
been,
me Arsenal.
They've been
I'm
doing counter.
You didn't deserve all 3 points, but you still got it. And I rate it. We didn't
Spurs didn't have a clean opportunity apart from a Dominic Solanke header that looped up. These guys had a penalty conceded against them, saved by Onana.
So
if that goal goes in, the whole game is different.
Yeah, but it didn't. That's a big if.
But it's a 12-yard. There was nothing in that.
It's a 12-yard if.
One second. Chill. There's nothing in that Arsenal Spurs game, yeah, where you watch it and you go, oh, if that happened. Spurs literally were terrible. Madison was terrible. Solanke was okay, questionable. Son, I forgot he was even playing. In that Southampton game, that wasn't the point.
But you only won 1-0 though.
Because that's the way.
But if they were so terrible, how you only win by one goal?
What do you mean? They were terrible.
Talking with chess.
But they were terrible.
So you couldn't be that good either then?
We were incredible. We set up the...
Incredible?
If they were terrible, you're incredible. How is it 1-0?
Because it's counter-attacking football we played.
That's not
football works.
No, I rate the win. You won incredible.
I tell you, our intention was to go there to play counter-attacking football because we didn't have Odegaard. We didn't have other players. We're going to come to it.
They're telling me to do this, bro.
I know, for a second. So when it comes to Manchester United lot did not set up to go to Southampton to have that type of performance. Not one part of that. Well, then you lot can't compare. Don't let this guy say they're the same. We're not.
Here's how I'm going to compare you to. Both.
So what are Chelsea? You're relying on Man United rejects. What are you talking about? But anyway.
We need to stop celebrating mediocrity. There was nothing special about any of these wins on the weekend. Don't say it was a masterclass.
Are you crazy?
That's the fact.
In a 38-game season, you're going to need wins like that. I don't think you're going to need wins like the 3-0 one against Southampton. I think that was poor.
No, but...
That's poor.
I rate
let's
both
not
of
act,
them.
Let's not act like you didn't need them points when you played last season. You the bet against Nottingham Forest, bro. Them things count, bro. So let's
when was that, bro. When was that?
I'm saying last season. So let's not act like them wins don't count, bro.
Because what I'm speaking about is four games into the season, you might have lost two. I could never be this excited about four games
We're
into
not
a
excited,
Premier League season. Did you not hear him?
Who said excited?
See,
you asked me a big
veins
question.
Popping out.
You asked me a big question.
There was excitement in your voice.
Wait, what? I asked him, what are the positives? He said the positives.
Bro, 3-0 win.
He's got an excitable voice.
Poet, yeah, he's got brand new chest that he didn't have before. Like, it's new. It's new chest.
He has, and, he has the old hair on it.
Bro. You probably
you need a brand new chest.
Bro.
Whatever, man. You need a brand new belly.
You, man,
you see me? Hey, listen. Go on, talk, hey, Greg. Talk up the edit at them. You talk see when they're talking, just yeah. zoom in it. Now, man, just lippy, just...
Talk to it. Talk, bro.
Let him shout. Poet, shout. Because, man, I know what's going on.
What's going on?
I get it. We was before.
Oh, here we
you
go.
Get it? So we have to hold these licks now. It's as
yes.
simple as that.
Yeah.
What happened. It's facts.
For a long time.
You get me, bro? It's not an opinion.
20 years.
Arsenal was bad.
20 years.
So until we actually do something like significant, trophy, proper,
yeah, you're
going to speak to us
you
like
can't
this.
Talk with that much chest. It's true.
Exactly. It's no, not, you can't talk with that
no,
much
no,
chest.
No, no, no. It's breast reduction term.
This is where you United fans escape, innit? Mm. We're talking about you lot. Put it this way, you lot won 3-0 and you're defending yourselves.
That's because we're being attacked, bro. We're being attacked,
it was
for,
a
winning
poor 3-0
we're being attacked
win.
For winning 3-0.
It was poor.
No, but again, you can be attacked for 3-0 wins. That's I've been in that position where your victories, is even the victories looking mad.
All right, boys, that's enough United. I skimmed over this, but Liverpool losing at home, that's a madness because a week ago we were saying how good they looked when they beat Man United.
But do you know what? That's the league now. That's just the league.
Yeah, like, but beating us don't mean a lot.
It doesn't.
Let's just be honest, bro. Let's be honest.
These men are not on the same page. Bro, these men are not on the same page. You're not on the same page.
It don't mean a lot.
It
don't mean a lot. Let's not even dwell on. Let's
I think
dwell.
Going to your right. One sec. Hold up. I think going to your rivals, sticking it on them, means a lot in a derby.
Yeah, but they've... Nah,
that's
but they,
exactly what Arsenal's
no,
done.
No, but it doesn't mean they're going to win the league contenders.
We don't think we're going to win the league, though.
I got a feeling Chelsea could have a late run at this
no,
league,
but I don't
man.
Think them beating us makes them a threat, though, to like City. That's what I'm saying.
Wait. Go on quickly, because we're going to talk about the North London derby here. You want to talk about Chelsea and Sancho? Go on, the floor's yours, bro.
Listen, like we spoke about him being a Horcrux. I never thought I'd be so right. And we did it again.
Yeah.
He's a Horcrux. He came on. He looked majorly sharp.
No.
Lippy,
let him land, bro. I'm gonna let you land for a
go
second.
Go on, go on. No, no, it's
Sancho.
Got you.
Yeah, all he has to do
is get
is
a trim. Get a trim.
Be all right. And a man's a Horcrux.
Gassed him, bro.
Yeah, this guy don't. Everyone had this amazing idea. This youth. Yeah, I was right as usual about him. Yeah, he's now gone to Chelsea, just like when he went to Dortmund.
Where it was started, man.
Tell them.
That we knew he could do, bro. Them same thing. You see that same performance he had in the Chelsea shirt? He's done that for United.
Bro,
bare time.
So many times.
Killed him.
Bare times,
why
bro.
Is he not taking on his man? I see a clip of where him like, just, it was a decent pass and he just clipped it around the corner. But see anyone else? It's not highlighted.
But you don't get what we've been suffering with Mudryk for a minute. So we've got two opposites here. We've got Sancho, who's like 9-8 times out of 10, he's probably not going to try and go past this man. He's going to wait
simple.
For the... He's a Pep player, realistically, And then you've got Mudryk, who will look ahead of him. He'll see six men waiting to take the ball off him, and he's going to try it.
Look at the skill you're using, though. Sancho, Mudryk, anyone. You could say most men in the room.
Did you watch the game? Because what people are doing is just looking at what Sancho done second half. See, the first half... All it was about was Cole Palmer. If Chelsea went forward, you relied on Cole Palmer and nothing else.
Yeah, naturally.
The moment Sancho comes on, all of a sudden, happening from the right and the left, and they didn't know what to do. And Sancho doesn't need to go past these players. He needs to make defenders commit. If people like a centre-back, if I'm playing centre-back and I've got to go and cover my full-back, who the hell's covering me? Now you got Nicholas Jackson coming through. Now you got, do you understand where I'm coming from? Like, he was a constant threat.
Finally, someone speaking sense, man.
But do you understand that's why he's not good enough, though? As
what
good
mean?
As that is, you don't...
No, but
bought,
I see him... He went bought someone.
No,
and I thought,
no,
oh,
as
got
much
that
as
piece.
I hear that, yeah, you don't get bought 75 million inside forward to do the right thing every time. You're bought to take risks. You're
bro.
There to murder the fullback. You're there to do
Lippy.
The extra thing.
I said, you didn't watch the game, so you're speaking from a weird place.
No, I'm just saying.
And I'm saying to you,
to
when he came... And Lippy, I'm saying to you, when he came on... There was nothing happening on the left-hand side. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing. As soon as he comes on, the fullback is backtracking. And from being at the halfway line now, he's living. He's living in his penalty box. He can't even go past the penalty box because every time Sancho gets the ball, he goes, I have an issue. Whereas at United,
isn't that bare minimum as a left winger?
Can I add to this as well, though? Lippy, you mentioned about sort of his style of play and what he should be doing. I'm sure the scouts, and I'm definitely sure, they would have watched him for years. Know how he plays, and this is how he's always played. He's never been one that goes round. He's probably going to end up being
playing on the inside. That's like Angel Gomez. Angel Gomez used to play like him on the wing back in the day. He will end up coming inside. So I think it's just about getting the right
tactics, manager.
Bro, why are you, what, bro, come on.
Yeah, man, let's know there's no more of that in football. There's too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
We're going to do it to everything.
And not only that, we all agree that he's a good player, by the way. Like a sick player.
He's quality. He's good.
So he's just got to get the right place. He's a quality
footballer. But it's at the same time, his mentality, let's have it right, yeah? Players in the top four, top six teams, yeah, that play in his position, they have to be killers, innit? Yeah. They're there to put points on the board, innit? It's not like 4-4-2 days where your winger's just a guy that flies up and down providing with a fullback overlapping. Nah, he's there to murder. More time, they want the wide man to have more goals than the nine.
The nine's
the creator. Yep. Now. You understand? So all it is Sancho's almost like a throwback player where teams will do that lopsided thing where they have like a killer on one side and the other winger's like a creator.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. You have to build your whole, not your whole team, but you have to at least build your attack around that. United just thrown a man into that. The reason it works at Chelsea now, like you said, on the other side is Cole Palmer. Man will be an out and out killer, but he's a killer.
He's a killer.
These men are
crazy.
So you put you put a player like Sancho on the other side. You get a player like Jackson who, as even though he's not that great, he can play. So it will work.
So are we in the league? Are we in the league? Like, can we win the league?
No. With Sancho? What? I think they can.
They're in the top four. They're in the top four race, though.
Oh, we got them in. Hey, has everyone got Chelsea top four now?
Yeah.
I had them top two, top three.
Because of Sancho.
Nah, do you know why? If you got, they're not going to be top four, though, because you don't have a striker, bro.
Yo, Felix,
man. What are you talking about? Nkuku.
Hey, we got Nkuku. We're just not playing them.
No, Nkuku came on. Where did he play?
He scored.
Left wing.
No, but Paul.
He played left wing.
They have like 17 men. Each position.
17 man.
That is a. Have you ever done that on Football Manager?
Had 17
like six man every position.
Yeah, I hate it.
You win the league though.
But I hate it.
Because whenever a man play the next man, eventually someone will get it.
So what are you telling me? Them men were going to rise then? They're going to do their job.
I think they're in contention for top four.
I think we can win the league. I don't know what it is. I needed that win because we didn't necessarily deserve all 3 points.
You didn't.
And we got it. And I that was the first time in a while.
Wait, hold on. You got mad at me for saying we can be a juggernaut and get this thing going. And you, man, can win the league.
You lots are getting your ID checked at the door. We walk in this dance.
Because you got a Horcrux on your team. What's a Horcrux, by the way?
A Horcrux is a piece of Voldemort.
Okay.
Why is that okay?
I wanted you to ask more questions. It's like, cool.
Okay.
Voldemort's foot, yeah, cool.
Hey, are we gonna go there? Because I'm waiting. Like, we need to talk before we get proper into the North London derby. Can we talk about Big Ange, bro? Because he's losing.
We will talk about Big Ange. All right, but cool. Before that,
I'm just making sure.
I just want to say something as well. Do we agree that I think it's time for Everton to get relegated now?
Nah, man, they just got that new stadium that's gonna be.
Mate.
Bro, have you seen where they plotted it? It's like they plotted it in like Oxford Street.
And did you saw? I saw it on the timeline today.
Jay-Z's coming.
There we go. Everton is talking Jay-Z.
Let it happen.
Everton.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's gonna do what?
They gotta go now.
Jay-Z's gonna do what?
Why?
They've got to go now.
They have
bro,
to.
Bro, they were coming like top five and I wanted them relegated.
Why though?
What is this?
Who's their right back?
Because they hurt you, man.
Who's their right back?
They've hurt you, man, in the past.
Everton.
Goodison Park for Arsenal back in the day.
This is why I want them gone. Because everyone has a bookie.
Yeah.
Now, we used to struggle at Goodison Park as well.
Yeah, we used to struggle.
They 3-0 us
when
one
it
time.
Matters, these men just capitulate.
Yeah,
United. Ooh,
big word.
Come on. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing about
the TA did their job still.
But yeah, now, all jokes aside, Fulham, they've been.
Fulham?
Bro, you
Man said capitulate and then that's it.
He said capitulate and he capitulated.
Almost started talking about Everton can't go down because Everton, that's a huge. We can't lose that.
That's heritage, man.
I get it.
That's Premier League heritage.
I want to reshuffle.
I'd rather Villa go. You know.
No,
Villa have to stay as well.
Nah, they're gonna.
I like the Luton.
They're gonna win the league.
I like the Ipswich, like the fresh blood. These Everton's, they're just not doing anything.
No, but you lot, this is what you lot not getting it right because I even missed Stoke, bro.
Nah.
Wow.
No, you don't miss Stoke. I know what you miss. No, you missed the Britannia. It's not that anymore.
Yeah.
It's the Bet365. Boys, it's over.
Before we get into it, then before we get into the North London Derby, who do we miss? Because I miss Sheffield Wednesday.
Okay, you're old. Yeah, now you're old. That's
Coventry City. Where is Darren Huckabee?
I miss my grandma.
Oh.
Hold on, what?
One sec.
Hold on, wait.
Oh, well, sorry.
Wait, hold
sorry.
On, just because you went to a family thing.
Sorry, brother.
I didn't know it was a football. I said,
Did grandma die?
Yeah, my grandma died.
What, recent? Last couple of weeks?
No. This was like a couple of years ago.
Which one? Chinese one?
No, not the Chinese
one. Oh, shut up, man. What? Granny, you've been up there, bro, raising cups. She's looking at me like,
bro, you should have got over it. But she forgot about you by now.
You
want
to raise a glass? Yeah, man.
But she forgot about you by now. Bro, she
can't miss her, bro.
She's moved on, bro.
I didn't get to.
She's moved on.
All
right. Bro, your nan's in a dance with Bob Marley right now, man. You have to allow it, man. You're good, man.
Hey, no. You, man, now raise the cups, though.
He's hurting. That's a mad thing. Him up.
Man, yeah. Put the thing. Man, put the
what's her name? Do you know her name?
Yeah.
Gladys.
Joyce.
See? Almost. Grandma, yeah, Gladys.
Joy for Joyce, man.
Gladys, Joyce, yeah. Is the same thing.
Put the cup
down. Do you know that she's part of the Joyce family? The travelers, the Irish travelers?
No.
Joe Joyce. He's
you, got, you miss anyone else?
No, I was going to, well, it's more sad now still. I was just going to talk about the teams that I miss, like Blackburn and them man there.
Nah, this is what I was going to say. On Twitter right now, there's a trend, hashtag Barclays men. And Twitter's a bit dodgy, so I thought, should I click on that? But then I clicked on it, and it's just bare old school compilation.
Roddy Yeager.
Yeah, Roddy Yeager. Just players that you wouldn't think of. I see an Ebanks Blake one.
Woo!
10 league goals he scored.
Yeah. Hey, I saw, Lee Trundle. Do you man know about Lee Trundle?
No.
Do you man know about Lee Trundle?
Oh, my God. You got it wrong. He didn't play in the Prem, though.
He didn't play in the Prem.
He's not a Barclays.
Champions.
Yeah, so stop. You got wrong.
Don't do that to me.
No, but he wormed his way in, though, Lee Trundle.
He was a good in the start. Yeah. He's not a Barclays.
Yeah, he's not Barclays. Yeah. My bad.
All right, who have we missed then?
I don't miss West
Middlesbrough.
Brom. Middlesbrough. West Brom, I don't miss West Brom.
I miss West Brom. Lee Brunt.
Chris Brunt.
Have you been to West Brom? I've been there to watch a game.
I've been West Brom.
You don't miss it. Do you know how bad it was? We had to pay a stranger because he came out, parked on the road. We had to protect the car. He said, if you don't pay me, we're going to rob the car anyway. I said, big man, take the money. Let's just have a
That's racketeering. But do you know why West Brom is dodgy? Because where's East Brom?
Yeah, that's true. Why is it just the West?
It's only West. And West is the Wild West. Like, everywhere in West is wrong. So when a man's just got...
South Brom is just Aston Villa, bro, no?
I've seen East Ham, you're right. I've never seen East. I've never seen...
They in the South Ham. Southam, there is Southam.
There's Southam?
Nah.
Is it? No,
okay. Southam. Can I believe?
I got him.
I miss Portsmouth.
I don't miss them, but I remember them.
Yeah. Hey, and what do you call it? What's that? You sound like a Transformer. Primus.
Lin Primus.
What? Proper Transformer. Yeah, bro. Lin Boy, bro.
Boys, it's here, man. This is the moment you lot have been waiting for.
Yeah.
Let's talk. North London Derby, man.
There's not much to talk about, is there?
Another away win, another set piece, another clean sheet.
No, wait. Tottenham can't defend set pieces.
They don't.
That's the first. They don't, actually.
But it's more positive towards Arsenal. They're consistent with it.
Let's have it right. There was a lot of doubts going into this game from our fan base and rivals. And I think for the first time in a while, a lot of us, we couldn't argue with it. You get me? Declan Rice out, Odegaard out. Wasn't looking great. You understand? Then I see them send out a midfield of, what was it? Bentancur, Kulusevski and some other prick. And we just, yeah.
You know what was most impressive for me? Like, we've all clowned Arsenal, no kahunas, all of this. They had a lot of kahunas. I don't know if it was that big, but they had kahunas, man. They were arseholes, bro. Arsenal were arseholes.
No, were they cojones? Did they have cojones or were they arseholes?
They had both because they're human.
Both.
You can have cojones and be an arsehole.
No, but so what? We're saying that Arsenal showed like the rule still. They showed that
let's have it right. Like, we've been too nice over the years and we know the English game to win this. You see, it was City with Rodri and all the Prem teams that have won. Got a little bit of nastiness.
Not many.
In there.
It's not been many. What, Liverpool and Man City?
No, but it's like, but Liverpool, you can see who were the soldiers in that Liverpool team.
Man City.
You get me? Man City.
You know the soldiers. United, we know the soldiers.
Who are your soldiers?
Now we've got
obviously Declan Rice weren't even playing, but Saliba, Gabriel.
Timber with a drag up.
Yeah, no.
Timber with a drag up.
Our whole back four, and usually these men are usually the funniest thing about Arsenal. Serious.
It's their centre backs, you know.
That's the core. That's
your centre backs. They are top quality. What shocked me about that? I didn't know. So I always just assumed, even with the absentees, I just thought you'd beat Spurs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know Spurs were that good. Huh? Genuinely.
Good.
I didn't know that they were that good.
Spurs weren't bad.
I thought Spurs are just still the same Spurs.
Spurs weren't bad.
But like, as in that, they were balling out.
You wanted to speak about Ange, yeah?
Yeah.
And man could kind of transition to that. Yeah. He's got them playing well.
Very well.
It's easy on
the
eye. It
picked you lot back,
by
the way.
Yeah, they had the ball.
But it's not sustainable. Their teams are going to watch that match, and we've probably watched Arsenal matches, other matches where you let Tottenham have, you lot let them have the ball. You done them.
Brother, them man.
Jackson scored a hat-trick.
Them man have got four clean sheets in 37 games, bro. Four clean sheets, bro.
KG,
they don't defend.
There's obvious reasons why. They play such a high line. So I'm saying to you, everyone's saying they pinned you back. Their natural style is to play a high line. We're going away from home. We've done the Jose Mourinho thing. We don't trust Solanke. Cross it in every single time, we'll knock it out.
But do you know what? I think you guys got away because some of these crosses were good.
You say that, but what happened over 90 minutes of crosses, bro? Madison got one cross that was half effective, my guy. Sorry, I'm lippy. One cross that was half effective. On top of that, you say they're good. I can't remember one moment from Son. James Madison. Them man were dead. All you saw was side to side.
They're good,
cross.
Though. They look like old Arsenal. No, they look like old Arsenal. A few years ago, you lots would play all the attractive football. You'd keep the ball. You'd have the majority of the possession, all of that.
14-16 Arsenal.
That's what they are now. But they're still good.
The only time they were managed to get a ball through, it was offside to, I think, Adogi. Honestly, I see where you're coming from. But the one thing Arsenal always had when we used to go left and right is we had the ability to find at least one pass. Them guys in 90 minutes, and do you know what? Leave a comment and let me know. I don't remember one moment where I'm like, oh my God.
Because they don't have them
nothing.
Kind of players. Is it? Is
but when you spend money,
no,
though. You
know, no, but my man on the right, who's my
Brennan.
Man?
Brennan.
His decision making.
Dead.
No, exactly. Players like that, you let them play. The second you press them, that's when their natural game comes out. You rush at Brennan Johnson, he activates his pace, running in behind. If you let guys like Adogi and Brennan Johnson, Odegaard, all these youths just have the ball, they're not going to do anything. Just let them have it,
and Lippy, these are what I'm talking about Tottenham. Did Brennan Johnson play well?
No. Nope.
Did Son play well?
No.
Did Madison play well?
I thought Madison was okay.
What was worse was taking off the main man Madison for Turbo, Timo Werner. That was the I said they don't want to win this game.
You say that, but what did Madison?
Madison was putting in loads of balls, bro. Loads of good balls. Bro, mate, you're not watching the right game, bro. Yeah, he put many good balls in.
I thought Madison had a decent game.
So many.
So he put so many good balls in. How many saves did Ray have to make?
Bro, he put dangerous balls that went across the goal.
Bro, I was watching Madison.
He can only do what he can do.
You're saying
bro.
That? I don't know. At the time, I watched it with my Bridgens. We looked at him. We said, James Madison, for me.
He can't cross it in and then header.
Do you remember James Madison last season at the Emirates?
Yeah. He was
how
good.
Much of an issue was he? Good, now, I'm saying to you, I rate James Madison. He is a good player. If you're telling me that performance was, it was shocking. It was shocking. You're at home against Arsenal in the North London derby.
It's not about how we play this. He is good, regardless, innit? He's the player with the ability to create. You understand? Timo Werner
is a mad team.
He's like the other side of this, other
well,
end Lippy, of
the spectrum. Madison, if Madison's not having a good game, he's not Saka. Saka can do nothing, and then in the last minute, he'll set up a chance. Or James Madison, in order
Stop,
for him
but
to
he
have an
set up chances, Madison.
Yeah, he was trying.
Header for Solanke. He set up a header for Solanke at the back stick.
That wasn't him. On the left-hand side, that wasn't him.
He set up chances,
that wasn't
bro.
Him.
You I'm telling you, set up chances.
I think that might have been a...
It was him.
Huh?
It was Madison.
Aye, the way bro,
like, so you blanked that out. No.
It wasn't.
It was Madison.
It was him.
On the left hand side.
Hey. Hey, poet. Hey, what prescription are those glasses? Them glasses, what prescription? Talk to us, bro.
You're running jokes.
They're Matty.
He's blanked out Madison's performance.
The way poet speaks is though it's fact. It's crazy. He'll have you thinking you've never watched it.
I'm asking you, that performance, if you replicate it anywhere else, do you rate the guy? Because I don't understand
what
you're saying.
But you said he was shocking. We're just saying he was shocking.
Shocking is a drag. Shocking is a drag.
Saliba, quality. Gabriel,
exactly.
Quality.
You like defended well, but he wasn't shocking.
But if we defended well, they didn't score. I can't even remember a save Raya had to make.
Yeah, but bro,
I
can't, he can't create a chance and then finish the chance he created. He can only do what he can do.
Only Burkhardt.
This is after a win, you know.
The way you pat my back is patronizing.
I don't blame you. You're supporting Tottenham. I'm saying to you, Tottenham done nothing in that game for anyone on this table to suggest that the comments that Ange makes after the game are believable. So I say to myself...
Oh, no, that's a different story. His comments are something else.
We were pinned back. Ange goes, I always win trophy second year. And he kind of implied he's definitely going to win a trophy second year.
No, the woman pressed him. The woman said, are you sure now? Because she's like, she was trying to remind him that he's the manager of Spurs. And then after she goes, I said,
get Lippy in, please. Lippy.
Ange is from Australia.
Yeah.
And the good A-mates are running
that. Yeah, and understand Australian. I had a lot of Australian substitute teachers, PE teachers. Australian people have a lot of belief.
Yeah.
Because about 17% of the land they can live on is safe to live on. There's bear, Komodo, dragon, kangaroo. Yeah, it's a mad
spiders.
Team. So I understand the belief. So rugby, cricket, belief.
Yeah.
They're going to do well. You see where there's sports with offside? They ain't going to thrive.
Yeah. True. Australians, they can't
go
do that, you know.
Go back to Sydney FC. No, but you know what it is? Do you know what it is? I'm a gooner. I do not like Tottenham. I said to KG the other day, I hate United more than I hate Spurs.
I hear it.
That says a lot about them.
I hate you.
They're not good enough. City. No, that's weird though, because City are home.
I hate you, man. I hate you, man, more than I hate
City. No, but all jokes aside, Ange, Spurs, like, I think Tottenham are back at that spot for Arsenal fans. I think we can all relate.
I don't even hate them no more.
Bro.
I don't hate them.
It's fine. I like some of their players now.
This is really rich from Arsenal.
No, let's have it right. No, I remember when they had Defoe.
I hated them.
I liked them. They did not test us. Those were players you could watch them, and it's almost like you wanted them to do well because it has nothing to do with us. And we're back in that. Solanke, Madison, Salak Sarr, Bentancur, Kulusevski. I don't have a problem with this.
This is very rich, you know, because for a couple years, you lot...
Fearful.
Yeah, you lot were... Like, they
last
were,
season.
And the season before. Like, Harry Kane's done a madness.
What's happened for the last three seasons?
You brought it back. Since you've got better, you brought it back.
No, tell me what's happened in the
you
last
You said you brought
seasons.
It back.
No.
No, it's talking what's happened
in
to Spurs.
In the last three seasons,
what's happened
we've
to Spurs?
Won at Spurs.
So I will say to you, and that's the first time it's ever happened as well, by the
no,
way.
No, but I'm saying trends. You lot flipped every trend. We used to beat you for fun. And then, like... when we didn't even need to, but now we can't win against you.
But that trend started in our lifetime because we used to batter you for fun. We used to batter you.
I've been alive for years.
So 1996-97, we batted you 3-0 at Stamford Bridge.
1996-97.
Bro, did Brad just say about 30 years ago?
1996-97. You dragged it.
You weren't alive.
Why would you say
it?
Why would you mention 1996-97?
Because I said our lifetime, me mental, and Dan. Bro. I didn't bring you involved.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You couldn't even cross the street by yourself then.
Leave that in the past, bro. I've seen.
Yes, I'm not letting you try and bully this Arsenal team like this. You're not on it. You're going to try and mislead the people. You're not doing that.
That's like Zola.
You were born in 03.
Yeah.
Zola went there.
No, I
played against Zola.
You weren't even on earth with Zola.
Now Zola
was
there.
When was he in Chelsea? I played against Zola.
Zola was in like 98, 99.
2000. I played against him 2001.
Yeah, 01 was
I played against him 2001.
I feel it was 03 still. Kurt Laver was 03.
Yes, Lippy.
What'd you say, bro?
Oh, I played against Zola 2001.
He loves that one.
Let's clap for that, though. Let's clap. That's success, though. We got a man on the table that's done that, bro.
Locked him up.
No, it's the one that ain't clapping.
Did you win that game?
Man ain't clapping.
No, it's the one.
Did you win that game?
No, we lost. Frank Lampard's debut.
Hey, another clap.
Historical.
How many minutes do you play?
45 minutes.
Oh, fair.
Hey, 45 as well. Wait, they got rid of you at halftime.
What position? Right back. He played directly against Zola?
Yeah. Nutmeg me.
Zola nutmegged you? That's a moment, though.
As the ball, have I not told this story?
No, I got you.
You have.
As the ball what?
You have. Stop being a hater.
No, I'm just saying.
How's the story go?
He nutmegged you. And he just carried on playing and he beat you 3-0.
Is that the story?
That's not the story.
Delete yourself.
So the ball was in the air. As the ball's coming in the air, my coach, Clarkie, goes, "How's your touch?" to Zola. Obviously, he must have heard it because he winged it out of the air as he's come down, first touch through my legs.
Yeah. And how did you feel? As a man, how did you feel?
How do I feel being 16 years old playing against Zola?
How did you feel when you got nutmegged?
I loved it. I went back. I went back to the first the youth team players because they didn't. They wasn't playing. And I said, yeah, man, it's incredible.
Wait, so wait, hold on. Let me know, because we have to understand the story. You lot, as podcasters, we really know what's going on. So you got nutmegged, then they sent you back to the youth team.
He was 16. He was still in the youth.
No, but I said, wait. After you went back to the youth team, did they bring you back?
Do you want to hear why I went back to the youth team?
Go on.
Because even though I probably didn't have to, I used to go and do my chores that I was supposed to do.
So he was there by choice.
But did you come back to the main team?
What experience back?
I never left the youth team.
He never left.
Oh, sorry. No. I said it wrong. Pause.
He said, brother, I never miss it.
So wait, so you retired as a youth player?
Man said you retired as a youth player.
I said it wrong.
Wait, guys.
So you retired as a youth player? That's what you're trying to say.
I said I never left.
I said it wrong. So I said, can we just get back to Arsenal Tottenham?
That is so cool.
So how many years were you there for?
Don't worry about it. All right, so what I was going to say.
Man got kicked on Machaded, fam. Man got...
Nah, hey, bro was 24 training with 16
years. Hey, man got Sinogo,
team. Oh, Obafemi Martins.
I'm not you. Come on, stop it.
Sorry, mate. Sorry, yeah. Back aside.
So seven yellow cards. Are they on the cusp of being, like they had players missing through suspension. Rice was missing.
He needed a break, to be fair. He's not started the season well.
Could it cost you at the end of the year when players start getting suspended?
Marino could come in. He's just injured right now for 2 months, so that won't be a problem.
No, but even Mourinho, off straight away, broke his shoulder. One of the mandem. Like, we're not nice no more, bro.
Yeah, I do rate it. Do you know what I do? I'll tell you the part I did rate, yeah? When the keeper came running up to Timber and Timber just got him.
Grabbed him.
Early doors. I did like that.
You know, the keeper shouldn't have got a yellow for that, though. The ref was moving crazy for that.
I don't think that... I see at halftime they were saying about that could have been a red card.
No way.
Hey, was it a red?
Your hands
up. I don't even think it was a yellow.
Put your hands up.
Was it a red?
I don't think it's a yellow. It's a red. I don't think it's a foul.
Listen, if you're... Let's have it right. When you're kicking ball, yeah? If a man's running at you now, what are you meant to do? Just let him kiss you, bro. Just put your hand
hang
up.
About, hang about, hang about. But by the letter of the law, you're not allowed to raise your hands.
No, I think it's above neckline, no?
He had him here, bro. He had him here, bro. And he stopped him from
coming to him. It was more restraining than it was attacking.
Vicario's hands, he didn't restrain him. He batted him up, bro.
Vicario's not a bad man.
Vicario got carded for nothing. He was like, bro, what's going on?
No, Vicario walked up to him.
Yeah.
Timber batted him up. Then Vicario walked up to Saka. Saka batted him up. And then they lost 1-0.
No, let's have it. You see, refs, yeah? It's their job, yeah? To manage the game, first and foremost.
Yes.
These refs, they know these players, bro. Vicario, you're not a bad man
it's good
to
you.
Be putting your hand upon other players.
He didn't even do anything.
No, but your head's gone. You don't usually do this. So Vicario, to let you know that I know who you are, hold this booking. You understand? No, because it's a thing. It's a thing where it's a North London derby. Simple. It's a North London derby. Everyone, you're going to be the example. I could be at head and book everyone. But
he started booking people.
The guy that sparked it off, because again, there was a situation the other week with Declan Rice
kicking ball
sent
away.
Off. And it's the same thing. The ref said, I'm not playing the rest of the game as a head. You've taken the piss. I'm going to show everyone.
He booked five men.
You can't do that. No, but
no,
bro,
seven.
He
sent off Declan, and I understood that.
In the first half.
I've reffed under 13 games.
Okay.
Them parents, I will send off your son. Don't listen.
You have to stamp your authority.
Are referees, though, are they being told to give more yellows? Because we just had, in Chelsea's match, there was 14 yellows. That's the most in Premier League history.
If a player done something, Fergie or one of the managers say, what? Players have now got the player power. Do you think that's spilling over onto the pitch?
Yes.
With the disrespect to the officials and whatnot?
It is, but at the same time, like the refs feel themselves more. I see they put the clip on Twitter. The first time they gave a penalty at Old Trafford in like 8 years or something. Bro, they backed up the ref to the crowd. You can't do that no more.
Yeah, 100.
That's ridiculous.
That's because players are wet now, though. That's because the players are wet, though.
Do you know why they need to stop that? Because I know it's not even to act like my hairline. But the youth, they're watching Match of the Day and that. They're taking it on the pitch on a Sunday.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
little,
yeah.
little 13-year-old.
They're trying to chief up.
You
the
understand?
Ref.
And it's just they're trying to chief up the ref. The ref, it's just.
I reckon we're gonna get the sin bin soon. You know, there's someone
we
got
need
sin
to.
Bin in my
I
game.
It's coming.
Someone
we
got sin
to.
Bin in my
no,
game.
No, because not some yet. Of the, some of my players are sitting sin bin fast. Like I know my sin binners. Bruno straight to the sin bin.
Bro, look at rugby. Rugby, they're literally just scrapping. There just happens to be a ball on the pitch.
Yeah.
It's just wrestling.
That's it. They're literally wrestling. As soon as the referee makes a decision, they hold it and just do it. There's never no back chat, ever.
No, the ref's got the mic in rugby. That's what's good.
Steve-O, can I speak to your point as well? I think I see it at Arsenal. At Arsenal, I don't think Arteta likes this hierarchy in the changing room thing. I think he likes there to be a consistency. So I remember when he first came, Xhaka was getting yellow card, this, that, and the third. And then you noticed over the years, whatever he told that Arsenal team, Granit Xhaka was pulling man away, being bare responsible, pulling man away, because he saw that we have the potential to lose a game due to that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the players now, because of social media and clubs giving them bare money, they're too big-headed when they get into that situation. So do you know what? Maybe more cards is the thing that you need to just pipe you down, because some, it's true.
Sorry, I wanted to say this though, because I never give Arsenal like ratings, innit?
Give it.
You see in that game, you have to say it. Arsenal did their thing in it. Now you have to be 100%. Honest. To be in the North London derby without two critical players, without Rice and Odegaard, that's important. And the way they did play, because they were getting moved too early. They were getting moved too early, and they did sit back, and they knew they was gonna that corner is that just waiting for it, bro.
Wait, listen. I got a couple things I want to say. Let's not get too excited about when two players go missing, because that's what you're meant to build towards. You're meant to be building towards having your squad, having your main 11 not there.
All right, context-wise, it was about seven players missing. So not only was Declan Rice missing, his replacement was missing.
No, but I hear you,
though.
I hear what you're saying.
It's still done well, though, but I'm saying, like, he put a sentimental voice on, and I was like, it wasn't that deep.
Oh, that's the first time I've been nice to Arsenal in my life.
No, but Paul. Who we're competing against, De Bruyne was out for the whole season.
Yeah.
They still won the league.
No, that's
so again, we need to.
He wasn't out for the whole season, though.
No,
majority.
Bro,
majority.
We've had Declan. Declan was gone for one game. And the way we was moving.
You look like someone died, bro.
In Arsenal terms, it's very good. But in the grand scheme of things, football, we 100%. This has to be the standard.
Here's my question for you lot and the crowd. Is this Arsenal defence the best defence in the league, or even the best in the world, maybe?
As a unit, I see where you're coming from.
I don't like world.
Now, world is too. Yeah,
is it though? We're the best league in the world.
You know it is. If I think we can say we got the best centre back partnership in the world. I think that's that can. Yeah, you can argue
what
that.
What world?
This world
that we exist in.
Who do you think?
No, I'm just saying, wait, but the world, bro.
Partnership.
Bro, I saw last season.
So what, you think there's a guy in Brazilian league that are just shelling it out?
How? The world, like, we're just getting excited, bro.
Example.
Until them man achieve, I'm saying, until them man do something, until them man achieve, then we acknowledge them. You can't even, no, bro, you can't call these man that until we see something that says, you know what, it's unquestionable, bro.
That's an ignorant way of looking at it.
100%. In the grand scheme of things, 100% hear that. But if I look at teams on paper, any team, put Gabriel and Saliba in that team, that makes that team scarier.
You know what it is. You know
any
what,
team
you
in
know
the
what,
world, bro.
Hey, do you know what it is? Wait, hold on. Let me land this one. I think this one is honestly, see like GCSEs when they say predicted grade, You man now predicted grade A. Yeah, it may be A star, but you need to do it, bro. You man need to do something. Yeah, right now, I believe in you lot, but to say that you're the best in the world.
Wait, can you stop? We're talking about two different things. Watch this. If I say Tottenham 3 seasons ago had the best striker in the world, that was an argument. Regardless of what he won, Harry Kane was the best striker in the world. So, and then when he moves on, you see how effective he is. My argument is, if Saliba and Gabriel left as a partnership, they can probably go to a lot of
any
teams.
Any team.
So I'm saying, it lets you know their partnership is very effective. If they're unable to win trophies, that has nothing to do with their ability to be a great partnership.
It does.
To back your point, this Arsenal defence in its last 11 away games has 31-4 and 3 against.
Now that's insane.
How many losses, bro?
Zero losses.
And let me tell you,
this is
that,
crazy.
And listen, maybe we can ignore the losses bit, but the three against, that is a large part of because of our centre backs.
But to add to what Dan said there, and you could still continue, to not win the league with that sort of form.
It's as simple as this, yeah? I think this is the frustration for most Gooners right now, yeah? The blatant difference between us and City is an Android. Yeah. Let's have it right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not a normal. Like, man, are moving like this guy is normal.
But I think you've had the, like, I wouldn't say you've had the opportunity to get out of Haaland.
No, yes. The annoying thing is, let's have it right. Last season, City didn't beat us, bro. Liverpool didn't beat us. It was all down to us. So we erased.
Hey, what happened?
We bottled it.
But
it's as simple
against
as
who?
That.
Against
it doesn't matter who against. We
best
bottled
the
it. The first,
the
no, we weren't the best in the world. Like
best in the world centre backs, and he bottled the league. Who did you lose to?
No, but listen,
to,
listen, you're not listening. Just
they don't play by themselves, Katie.
No, you're not letting me land. I'm rating us. I'm saying, I don't even know where we bottled it. But I'm saying, the season before that,
yes,
I wouldn't say we bottled it. I thought we weren't ready. The season that's just gone now, regardless of whether you're ready or not, that was in our hands, bro. It was in our hands. We had a couple matches to go. All we had to do was not lose a game. The first game in the run, lost. That's got nothing to do with Haaland.
It's Arsenal.
No, but again,
it's football heritage.
On, 2 seconds.
Yes.
All I'm saying is that's not on Saliba and Gabriel.
It's not.
Bro.
Partly.
I don't think it is.
What did everyone say Arsenal need to sign?
Striker.
So that lets me know instantly in our minds, we can say the reasons why we didn't have the opportunity to win the league is because we didn't score enough goals. No one said it's because we were conceding too much. So I can say those are the best centre back partnership. What are you talking about?
Even if we kind of the light pivot to Spurs, yeah, Spurs say they have one of the best partnerships now. They say they've got Vicario in front, and then in front, and then they got Romero, World Cup winner Romero, and they got that other kid,
Van de Ven.
Yeah.
He's
cold. Everyone agreeing that they're saying they're cold. They concede like man.
I don't know what your point is here.
I get what you mean.
What's
bro.
That got to do
I
with
get
the
what
problem? Because you're telling me about what someone achieved. Romero, and I saw him get pushed like an Egypt by Gabriel
there
on the weekend
go.
And Arsenal scored. So my point is, we're backing up two individuals with facts. We've only conceded three in the last 11. We ain't even lost any games.
As a partnership,
the best of
it
as a partnership. That partnership you're speaking
partnership.
About, that partnership you're talking
incredible
about.
Incredible
partnership. Pause. The Spurs example you gave, there is nothing about Romero or Van de Ven's partnership where you should even mention them in the same breath as them guys. So what is your point?
Brilliant. So now we're talking about partnerships. You lot said you got the best partnership in the world. And my thing is, I had to question the world thing. I think they're a very good partnership. But then the world thing is excessive
for me. Give
me
an example.
Because then after I said, okay, all right, if you're the best partnership in the world and you won all the big games last season, well, what happened in the, how did you lose it?
It's a team game, KG. The centre-back is a team
game. I remember Ollie Watkins, Aston Villa, he moved to you, man. And the defenders were playing. Hold on, let's carry on. I remember again in the in Champions League where you lot are supposed to be amazing, right? And what happened in that game? Your defenders got moved to in that
no,
one
No, it's Kibio.
Well.
It was Kibio. We're talking about partnership.
So you're trying to tell me because of one goal in
you're
one
not the best
game
in the world, bro.
In the season, we're not
you
the best.
Just, bro,
listen.
I didn't
listen,
say
no,
that.
This is the thing. This is the team that's known as the best team in the world, yeah? At the moment, Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
I'm telling the crowd, I'm telling everyone on this
Rudiger,
table, watch them right now. It is the worst football you have seen in your life.
It's just football
because,
heritage.
No, it's facts.
But Rudiger's
but
a long day.
No, but the difference is the latter stages of the Champions League.
Yes.
The latter stages of the league.
Business
these
end.
These men are not playing around no more. Yeah. And that's what matters.
And does that make you the best
no,
in the world?
No. That's what makes you the best in the world.
Yes.
So, no, not their centre-backs, though. Alaba and Rudiger, Militao and Fing, they're not better than Saliba and Fing. They're not.
Saliba's better. Ooh. Saliba's better than Rudiger.
100%. Saliba is better than Rudiger.
Saliba's better than Rudiger.
I personally fancy. I haven't watched much of Rudiger since he left Chelsea. I personally fancied him as probably the best centre back.
Yeah, me too.
But I had him up way up there. He's so important. Obviously, I had Thiago Silva as probably ahead of him because Thiago Silva is ridiculous.
I think Rudiger's
doing
a madness.
No, he is. But I'm saying as a partnership.
Yeah, as a partnership.
As not names on a sheet, like what they are actually in game.
What they achieve.
I think they might be the best.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't like it either. And I'm happy to say they're not going to win anything anyway, but they might be the best.
I think, honestly, it's again, predicted grade. I think they're going to get A star. They're solid. On they have to do it though.
A star's league.
But then you have to do it, bro.
Yeah, what is A star? What is A star then?
A star's the league.
I'm saying A star is just, you have to do it. Get off the line.
Obviously, over the years, the 1-0 Arsenal 1-0 has been a scoreline that they've always 1-0 to the Arsenal.
No.
So
hate Arsenal.
We were speaking about it off cam. I was saying that there's a lot of stuff that reminds me of the old Arsenal. How tall your team is, for a start. How the strength, the defence, the way that you bully teams. One more thing I want to add is Jurrien Timber. Mm-hmm. Him coming back into the team, do you think if he was there last year, that you lot would have probably maybe even won the league?
I'll be honest. No. I think maybe not won the league, but I think that we would have been... Because let's have it right, yeah? When these league campaigns come and go, yeah? When we look back, it was like... The gooners that believe we were going to win it, it's like, was you... What was you drinking? Was you smoking? Like, man, it's like, we shouldn't have... Obviously, we was competing. We was there, innit? But the way certain people were moving when we didn't win it was a bit over-exaggerated. But I think Timber would have made it that it... Fair enough, it went down to the last day, quote unquote. But with about three games to go, we knew what was going on. But I think Timber would have actually brought us to the wire.
I disagree, man. Right.
No,
I disagree.
I know you disagree. Come I know you disagree, on. But... Him and Zinchenko are two different ends of a spectrum.
I understand that, but you know who we're competing against? And dude. I think we need to start showing them just a little bit more respect.
As much as Pep, I hear that,
Guardiola.
As much as I hear that, they didn't beat us. Villa beat us.
I hear you, but hear me out. Hear me out.
You get me, bro? They would not have beat us with Timber. With Timber, did they beat us?
Okay, but we still lost the league, so it doesn't mean that much. I think.
But Pep the question is with Timber.
With Timber,
and
they did not
beat
us, bro.
I don't think it will happen. Okay. I'll tell you why I don't think it will happen. My problem with Mikel Arteta is he can't multitask. All he can do is look after, yeah, me try and win the league. If you take a look what we do in other cup competitions, I don't think we get any further than the quarterfinals, barring that first season. So when we have to go for the league, he can't go for cups. And if we weren't going for one second, if we weren't going for the cup, going for the league, he would go for cups. So it's not even to do with squad depth. He doesn't have the ability to multitask. Pep Guardiola, I'm telling you, on a bad season, can multitask. Chelsea, back in the day, under anyone, in a bad season, would walk away.
You're
with
naming
a cup,
elite say, clubs, elite
And
management.
That's why I'm saying to you, Arsenal can't win the league because they're not a what? Elite club. Elite clubs getting a bad season.
So we got to the bottom of it. So you've been right the whole way.
Oh my gosh, you just admitted that on camera.
You've been right. That's right. All of this.
That's the best in the world.
No, but you're extracting your part of the argument to make it look good as What I'm saying to you is...
He just said I was right. He's ahead of the table,
I don't care what he
bro.
Says. I said Saliba.
He's sitting there.
And done.
He's sitting there.
1 second. Sassy, Saliba and Gabriel are a good partnership. That doesn't make Arsenal the Gress team. No, they could have an elite partnership.
The Gress.
How about Harry Kane? Would you say Harry Kane was an elite striker? Have Tottenham ever been an elite team?
But that's one player.
Head's gone.
We have what it takes to win the league.
We can't, bro. You have to wake up.
Hold on. So you're saying you can't?
We cannot win the league.
I can't believe this U-turn.
What's going on
I can't
here?
Believe
What's
it.
Going on?
Chelsea are going to win the league, you know.
Wait.
Chelsea are going to win the league.
Let that guy land, bro. Chelsea's... Because he wants to say something important, bro. Poets just said a mad thing. He just said after game what? Game what? What were we in? Game four? So what would you say? He said they can't win the league. League's done now.
I've been saying that because that's what I do, innit? I say that to Arsenal fans. Because I honestly believe, have you ever read... There's a book, basically, where it's like the power of the mind.
For you know,
like
the mind Lord books. Of power.
Not that one, but one of those kind of books. Yeah. And the thoughts, like, it's like evil eye. So I've just been just trying to give evil eye to Arsenal for years.
And then now, so we should all agree that Arsenal can't do it.
But
we...
now it's caught on to him. Now he doesn't believe Arsenal. Arsenal don't, but he can't, he don't believe it.
Lippy, I've said it from day one. I've not said Man City win the league all the time.
I hear that.
Saying they can't is wrong.
You know it is, yeah? I think we can, innit? I think.
It's a mentality thing.
I think we'll beat City on the weekend. I think we'll beat them. I know that's crazy, but I think, I said it before, I think Haaland, as good as he is,
Saliba,
he thrives off. He's a proper duppy, you know, who's a frightened striker, innit?
Yeah.
If you're not afraid of him, he looks useless at times. You understand? We've seen it, bro.
Because Saliba and them lot have managed. So that's the point.
No,
Saliba
brother,
and them lot
the
have
last
well.
Season,
they managed him
they
well.
They moved to
they managed him
yeah?
well.
And I think with adding Raheem Sterling to that, the fact Havertz is playing how he's playing now, I think we're a lot more sure. You understand? Timber playing. Yeah. I think we'll do them. I think the reason we won't win the league if we don't win it will be the fact that we'll go ahead of City and the pressure of them chasing us will be too much.
You know what it is? There's a thing in this life, yeah? Psychology. It's called self-fulfilling prophecy. You lot can't win the league because you think you can't win the league. That's what it
Talk
is.
Talk up the things.
I know Chelsea
won
the league.
No, but this is the thing.
What?
This brings me on to my next point, yeah? Us, yeah, as the absolute pricks at home, we feel like our mindset has something to do with them 22 man that we're watching on the screen. Let me tell you for a fact, 100%. Brother, it don't.
No, what you, no, let me land, let me land.
No, let me land, let me land.
The book I'm reading.
Bro, I'm telling you, no.
The book. I read that book. The book.
All right, let me tell you why that's what blew that out the water this weekend. Did you see Arsenal fans, because we didn't have Declan Rice and Odegaard, going into that team? But some of the gooners talking like we didn't even want to watch the match. But let me land.
You got turbulence, bro.
Let me see.
Nah, you can't land that plane, bro. That plane ain't landing, bro. Move, fam. Move, bro. This guy's out here doing a mad thing, fam. I'm sick of it, bro. This is my problem. Nah, you know my problem, yeah.
It's as simple as this, yeah. When we do things,
where's the captain? How are you back in the plane, bro?
When people don't think. When we do things that people don't think we're going to do, all of a sudden it don't matter no more. So everyone thought we was going to lose to Tottenham. We beat them. Now it's nothing that we beat Tottenham.
You want the same energy. You want the same energy.
Brother, I don't want... No, listen. I don't want anything, Steve. I'm telling you this for a fact.
Steve.
See, when we win the league...
Yes.
See,
no.
Put the camera on. Crush the plane.
You see, when we win the league, Steve-O, you know what they're going to tell us? Oh, you ain't won it in time. It's not going to matter.
No, it's going to matter.
See, when we win the Champions League, they're going to tell us it's your first one.
He finally gets it.
When is it going to happen? Wait. When is this going to happen?
When is this going to happen?
Listen, I think we're going to win the league this year.
And when are you going to win the Champions League?
I think we win the Champions League within the next 2 or 3 years. I understand football more than these, man.
Right, and on that note.
Go on, man.
On that note, talking of Champions League is back this week. Obviously, I'm going to do a City-Arsenal preview. But it's important to state that Champions League is back. City play Wednesday, Arsenal play Thursday.
By the way, it doesn't matter from... Hey, by the way, it doesn't matter from now.
Arsenal play Thursday?
Yeah.
See?
It doesn't matter.
You hear what you just said?
It doesn't matter. I'm
Dan
said
knows
this.
What's, listen.
It doesn't matter. Winning Champions League is over, bro.
Listen.
What do you mean?
Are you well?
No, this isn't Champions
it's
League.
It's harder to win it now.
It's not the same Champions League. It's not the same format. You just go and play people so that everyone can make money and sit in a box. It's not the same.
But when does it become real? Hey, when does it become real though? When does it come knockout stage? Hang on. This is not a Champions League talk. I was just stating that because obviously it's Arsenal City. I want to do a preview. Rice is back. Odegaard's still out. What's going to happen with the midfield? How are you feeling about this weekend's game?
It's going to be, we are going to drop Thomas Partey. It's going to be Declan Rice, Jorginho, and yeah, probably Trossard again. I think Jorginho, like I owe him the big my bad.
Thank you.
I'm older than him. I didn't know that.
I swear.
We're the same school year though.
I swear. That.
Yeah, but I because remember I said he's too old. He's just a big game player. Now remember I vexed. I went, he's old. He's red. I saw his date of birth.
You're older than Jorginho.
That's what's going on. Yeah. That's crazy. Casemiro as well.
You're older than Casemiro.
They're my year, but younger than man.
Are you shook? Obviously, Haaland's on a mad one.
Nope.
Who, me?
Not scared.
The fact that you told me we're playing on Thursday, we got Atalanta away. I've already saw what Lookman's doing.
I'm not afraid on it with him and Lookman.
Blood. I reckon
I'm
we'll beat
not
Atalanta.
Afraid.
I'm afraid, fam.
Broski.
You can drop that Eminem line. I don't care.
Look me in my eyes, bro.
That's crazy, though.
Calafiore. No, it's not. This is football. Let me say, you see in football, there's, let me land. There's no Diddy in football. You understand? If a man... Let me not even say it.
I've seen it.
Bro, there's none of that in football. This is football. I will scream to, why are you passing in to him?
Come inside.
He's got a man up his ass. Don't pay, yeah?
Yeah, I always say that, up his ass.
Come inside is standard football talk.
Suck his quick.
Yeah, wait. I'm not gonna lie, bro. Bro.
Quickly, let's make him go crazy. Like. You said there's no Diddy in football.
That ain't football, bro.
All right, can I say something to you now? Forget last season, because last season I think City they didn't even get into first gear. They pretty much won the league in second and third. Like, they didn't even care, bro. They weren't even trying, bro, and they won the league. It peed me off. See, the season before that, I took my baby mum's younger brother 2-0 watch Arsenal at Arsenal Man City. And I said to him, don't worry, man, we're going to win this game. He's like, yeah, man, you never lied to me. That was the first time I ever lied to him, fam. I saw De Bruyne take the piss. I saw Haaland take the piss. I saw Grealish take the piss.
You should have took him last year. Because it would have been the truth.
We had no money. I got robbed. But the thing is, yeah, see the following year.
It's true. It's true.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that.
Hey, but, hey, lift the cuts. Lift the red cuts. Situation that you went through.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that. That's worse than your grandma dying.
No, we have to lift the cuts of that. No, we have to lift the cuts of that situation.
That's worse than my grandma dying.
That is worse. Fam, you didn't even know your grandma.
I knew her.
No, you can't say that. He said he didn't know the grandma. Oh, you know, you knew her, innit?
I knew her, bro. All
right, so let me ask you this, boys.
Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid.
If
right, see, M.
Let me ask you this. If Arsenal win against City, does it mean anything? Like, winning again that early on in the season, does it mean anything?
It does. We lost the league last season because of who? Aston Villa. We've gone
That was
there.
Later on, no?
No, but facts. Villa, we lost to Villa twice last season.
You should have believed more in the Liverpool game as well.
Yeah?
You should have believed more in the Liverpool game.
No, Liverpool, I think Anfield and Etihad is the that's where we're going to be different this season, bro. I think we get 3 points at both of them places, bro.
What?
Both of them, bro. We're scumbagging it now, bro. I'm telling you, Arteta's learned you can't play the same way every game. Shall I tell you the realness? You see, when we got a point at home against Brighton, that's when I said, you know what? We're different, bro. We had to play a whole half, 10 men against them.
They done all right.
They scored straight away. The Arsenal I know
capitulates.
Oh.
Man's got the TA.
I brought it back.
Full circle moment. Full circle moment.
It's important. Hey, it's important to say that Arsenal came out on top in the personal head-to-head. They came out on top last year. What, head-to-head?
That's fine. No, there's
came out on top in the personal head-to-head.
In
is
football,
a wild.
That's fine. In football, that's in football.
Let's go on, carry on.
But they got 4 points out of a possible 6. So I want to ask you lot, where do the teams compare now? How do they compare now?
I think they're exactly the same, both teams.
What? Yeah. City are 20 times better now. They went and got this winger from Girona that's only going to get better.
Savinho.
You are not watching games.
He gets to his defense. He gets to his full.
I couldn't even finish because Gundogan's come as well. And Gundogan's better than most of our midfield.
Gundogan is broken for
him. You gets to his fullback. This is what it is. You can tell he's going through his Pep transition. Yeah, so he's turning from a fully direct winger to a guy that's under instructions.
Yeah.
Brother, that against Timber, he's not going to be ready.
Not on Timber's right foot.
He's not going to be ready.
And then
ready.
They got Kevin De Bruyne. And Haaland, and Doku, and Grealish, and Gundogan.
I'm looking forward to this show next week because the humility that will be in you lot's voices, yeah.
Don't say you lot. I'm here.
Yeah, the humility for this one. Don't miss next week's show.
I'm here, bro.
Don't make sure you're here.
I just want to say thank you for everyone for watching. Make sure you subscribe to the channel.
Sorry about this, Ep.
This has been Filthy Fellas. Also, make sure you watch the Filthy Duos. They're lighting up right now. Like, comment, subscribe.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.